Let's go to the fees-free policy now. National saying that the policy to pay tertiary students' fees was an election bribe that has turned out to be a complete failure. The tertiary education spokesperson for the National Party, Paula Bennett, says Education Minister Chris Hipkins' own figures show that there are now 2,400 fewer students in tertiary education and training than there were a year ago. We'll hear from Paula Bennett later in the program, but first, a short while ago I spoke to the Education Minister Chris Hipkins. Now, he's defending the policy and says the low take-up is because employment is high.
Largely, it's a reflection of a strong labour market. We know from historical trends that when there's low, very, very low levels of unemployment, there also tends to be a flow-on effect to tertiary education, particularly around vocational education. So the polytech sector in particular feels the effects of a strong labour market pretty keenly. Young people in particular will go straight into employment because there are plenty of opportunities in a low unemployment environment, and therefore they're less likely to go into polytech training.
Doesn't it mean, though, that this is something of a waste of money if we're spending $2.8 billion on this policy and it's paying for people to go to university who were going to go anyway?
No, not at all. I mean, this will obviously reduce the debt burden that they have coming out the other end. It's about $193 million less borrowing under the student loan scheme. So bearing in mind that much of this money is money we would pay out anyway in the short term, we would get some of it back in the long term because of the, through student loan repayments, but quite a way down the track, and we would subsidise that heavily through the interest-free loan scheme anyway. To put that into context, when students borrow under the loan scheme, we end up getting back about 55 cents in the dollar. So we actually do end up heavily subsidising them one way or the other anyway. What this fees-free policy is doing is meaning they're getting less debt so they can get on with their lives faster once they come out the other end of their tertiary study.
The headline in your own reports that the officials have provided is European learners are the main recipients of free fees. Is that what you intended?
Look, it's early days yet. This is the first year of the policy, and we'll see the full effect of it, I think, over 2 or 3 years as behavioural patterns change as a result of fees-free. We're understanding a bit more now about why that is, what the breakdown of people benefiting from the policy at this point are. And one of the things that we know through that is that Māori learners tend to be starting their qualifications or starting their study a bit later in life. They've often done a bit of study beforehand, and because the eligibility criteria for fees-free are quite tight in the sense that they can't have done any study before, many of them are not eligible because they've done study before.
Yeah, but you would have known that before you put this policy in place, those numbers or that research is all available. The fact is that European learners are the main recipients of it. They make up 66% of the students, European New Zealanders, but 71% of those getting the fees free. And in comparison, Māori, 21% of the students, but just 17% of the fees free recipients. So there's quite a gulf there, isn't there?
Yeah, but like I said, I think we'll see over a few years, those numbers will, I think, better start to reflect the population as a whole.
Well, why would that be?
Because Māori learners tend to start their studies a bit later, and therefore some of them have already done prior study. Now, that will change over time, and we'll see more people benefiting from it because even if there's a bit of a lag, that'll start to flow.
Yeah, it doesn't look like Māori are getting a lot out of it at the moment. I see that the Wānanga numbers are down nearly 1,200, and just 100 students, just 100 Wānanga students, 100 have got the free fees. That's almost nothing.
Much of what the Wānanga do has been fees-free all along. So if anything, this is bringing the other providers into line with what the Wānanga have been doing for quite some time. So I think the Wānanga numbers are a little misleading in that regard because much of what they do is fees-free anyway.
Yeah, but it does show that they're not getting any benefit out of this policy. Are you going to tailor it, configure it any differently to ensure that Māori do get more out of this policy?
Māori will be getting benefit from the policy at universities and polytechnics, less so at Wānanga. And one of the reasons, as I've indicated, is that students at Wānanga tend to be more mature students who have done other forms of study prior to their participation at a Wānanga. Mm.
Are you really happy, Minister, with this policy, which is the thick end of $3 billion and has resulted in fewer students going to university? I mean, just...
Well, look, let's be clear. It wasn't targeted exclusively at university students, as you see.
Well, tertiary
from the numbers,
students.
There's a significant number at polytechnics and in industry training who are also benefiting from the policy.
Yeah, but the number of overall students, Minister, has gone down.
Well, look, it's the overall number of students in tertiary education has gone down because of a very strong labour market. And actually, the forecasts would suggest that it's gone down less than it was going to. So we've helped to arrest a decline in participation. The numbers in the polytech sector,
it's
which
a pretty
were
expensive,
forecast to keep declining,
way to do that, isn't it?
Stabilised.
You think it's a good use of public money, thick end of $3 billion, fewer students going to tertiary institutions?
As I said to you before, we'll pay a lot of this money anyway, because through the student loan scheme, the majority of people who are benefiting from Fees Free would have otherwise borrowed their tuition fees, and we would end up subsidising them that way anyway.
That is Chris Hipkins, who's the Minister of Education.